Phillips. The family of Lyle Oswald, Ossie, Phillips are saddened to announce his passing on July 10, 2025, surrounded by family. Dad, Papa, Great Papa had a phenomenal life and will now be reunited with Joanne, his wife of 68 years. He was very excited about meeting up with Mom so they could be together for their 73rd anniversary. Dad went to King George Elementary School and Central Collegiate in Moose Jaw. The classroom was easy for him, so he liked to focus on extracurriculars. Mostly sports and especially hockey. He played 2 years in Moose Jaw with the Monarchs and the Canucks, both were Sask juvenile champions. He received a scholarship to Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, where he studied engineering. In his words, "engineering and I did not get along," he shifted his focus and played in the International Hockey League in Detroit. He was invited by the Detroit Red Wings coach Jack Adams to training camp, which led him to Assumption College, now University of Windsor, where he played for 3 years with the Red Wings affiliate team, the Detroit Auto Club. In his final year, he scored 26 goals out of 40 games with only 4 penalty minutes. During that time, he decided to pursue law. He was accepted into the University of Saskatchewan Law Program and he captained the Huskies hockey team all 3 years and received the McDonald Trophy for the most gentlemanly player. He graduated in 1953, came back to Moose Jaw with his new bride Joanne and articled with his father, John E. Phillips, and was called to the bar in 1954. Upon returning to Moose Jaw, he and his dad along with friends built their family home on 3rd and W beside his parents' home. Very few things were contracted out in those days. Dave was born in 53 and Debbie in 54. They spent 28 happy years in that home. One of Dad's greatest joys was building the family cabin and spending the summers at Buffalo Pound Lake. Dad would commute to work and Mom and the kids would just go and stay the summer. In the early years, there was no running water or telephone. It truly was paradise, with bread, milk, paper delivery and gas delivery for the boat. Water skiing, horseshoe tournaments, huge discussions over broken pumps or boat motors were all a chance to get the guys together. Ossie commuted to town all those years, maybe taking the odd Friday afternoon off. Dad was a wonderful father, ensuring Dave and Debbie had every opportunity in education, sports and life. He supported and attended all their events. Though quiet by nature, he was very social. He was a lifelong member of the Moose Jaw Lions Club, serving as president, and he had many leadership roles. He was honored with the Melvin Jones Fellowship Award for his service. Zion United Church was a very important part of his life, from attending Sunday school to teaching Sunday school to chairman of church council. Ossie chaired the building committee for the YMYWCA building in Crescent Park, volunteered countless hours to Meals on Wheels, the Salvation Army Kettle Drive at Xmas, political campaigns and the Moose Jaw Canucks. Dad was an avid hunter, curler, golfer, horseshoe player and skier both on snow and water. He associated with the starting of White Track Ski Hill and traveled on ski trips across Western Canada, the U.S. and to Zermatt, Switzerland. Dad and Mom always had a winter holiday, every second year to Hawaii, 22 times, and a lot of other warm vacation spots. Their favorite was the small Windjammer cruises in the Caribbean with 20 or so of their closest friends. After Deb and Cal started to winter in Arizona, they would extend their winter vacations there. Anytime, whether at the lake, MJ or anywhere, if the whole family could be together, that was a highlight for Dad. Family time was everything to Dad. When Cal and Gail were welcomed into the Phillips clan, Dad was more than happy. He was devoted to his grandchildren and great-grandchildren and he loved being at the lake with them. They all loved their great papa. Lyle enjoyed his work. He was a fixture in downtown Moose Jaw, walking to and from the Uptown Cafe where all the lawyers met for coffee breaks back in the day. On January 4, 2019, in a ceremony held at Government House in Regina, Lyle was presented with a certificate by the Lieutenant Governor celebrating Lyle's appointment to Her Majesty the Queen's Council. At 91, Lyle retired after 66 years practicing law, all in Moose Jaw. He initially focused on criminal law, but the closer he came to retirement, he focused on wills, estate planning, and real estate. He worked for Chow McLeod during the last 13 years of his career, before deciding it was the right time to retire. He was the longest practicing lawyer in Saskatchewan. Dad was fortunate to live independently up until 11 months ago when he made the decision it was time to move. Lyle is welcomed to the bright side of the road by his wife Joanne, his parents John and Mary Phillips, siblings Muriel, Ken and Alta, Joanne's family and many dear friends. Lyle is survived by son David, Gail, Phillips of Calgary, daughter Debbie, Cal, Cowan, Moose Jaw. Grandchildren, Matt Cowan, Nanaimo, Jason, Jen, Cowan, Calgary, Jocelyn, Scott, McDonald, Whistler, Brianna, Mick, Dolmage, Calgary, great-grandchildren Carter and Mason Dolmage, Cash and Frankie Cowan, Rio and Casey McDonald. Also mourning, Gail's daughter Whitney, Lee, Austin and children Sam and Ryan Austin, Cody Rodriguez and children Cruz and Caius Rodriguez. Brother-in-law Lori Friesen and sister-in-law Merla Gibson and numerous nieces and nephews. The family would like to thank Dr. Hever for his professional and compassionate care the past 10 years, as well as the staff at Alan Blair Cancer Center, Dr. F. H. Wigmore Regional Hospital doctors, and West Park Crossing staff for their kind care. A celebration of Lyle's life will follow in the near future. Memorial donations in Lyle's name may be made to Moose Jaw Health Foundation, 55 Diefenbaker Drive, Moose Jaw, SKS6J0C2, or Zion United Church, 423 Main Street, N. Moose Jaw, SK. Arrangements are entrusted to Moose Jaw Funeral Home, 268 Mulberry Lane. Michelle Ellis, Funeral Director, 306-693-4550, www.moosejawfuneralhome.com. To live in hearts we leave behind is not to die, Thomas Campbell.